The research question we address with our studies is finding a new treatment for leukemia. A special type of leukemia is a so-called chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is one of the most widespread leukemia version on the world. We try to find new molecules and alternative treatment to the existing one, because many patients already developed resistivity against existing leukemia drugs. And also, it's very complicated to actually address leukemia. Leukemia cannot be cured, it can only be treated. And are quite some treatment arounds, but it's very difficult to find a very specific treatment for one specific patient. And you have to really find drugs which on the one hand reduce the cancer cells, but on the other hand do not destroy all the other cells, and especially they are administered to the bloodstream. And in the bloodstream, of course, you need material which is not causing damage on the blood itself. So you really need to find new active molecules to treat leukemia more efficiently. We address this research question with special organic molecules. They are called dendrimers. These are highly branched molecules of a specific size, much larger than conventional drugs. They are really, in a way, nanoparticles of a certain diameter, 6 to 8 nanometers. They have many surface functional groups and can interact with cancer cells nicely. And then they hopefully have a certain effect on those cancer cells. The molecules are then studied. First, they have to be active in the way we want to have it. Secondly, but they also should have a certain biocompatibility. And for that, we introduced a sugar shell. We introduced a so-called dense sugar shell, which is covering all the cationic charges of the scaffold of our molecules, but also an open shell material where you have a good balance between some cationic activity, which is cytotoxic, and some sugar moieties which allow that the material is not hemolytic, so it does not destroy blood cells, for example. And with this balanced material, we compared with a commercial drug, fludarabine. We compared it in cell studies where we looked for apoptosis, so the percentage of cell death, programmed cell death of the material. And in addition, we also analyzed here the so-called gene expression profile of all of the cells. This was done with our partners in Poland at the University of Lodz. And it was important to see if the profile of the gene which are expressed and which are usually being the communication between cells, and this finally defines cell death or cell proliferation. And so we looked for differences in the profile to see if we can address with our material different biological pathways. The most important findings of our research is twofold. Firstly, our materials are active. They really cause cell death of the leukemia cells studied. And secondly, they also influence the gene expression profile in a different way than commercial drugs. And so the first part to the cell death, I would like to mention that both dendrimers are active, but the open shell dendrimers with a nice balance between the sugar moieties and the cationic scaffold are much more active. And they are actually causing twice as much apoptosis than fludarabine, for example. On the other hand, those materials are also highly biocompatible, and they do not cause any hemolytic effects in the bloodstream, and they also do not cause the cell death, or to a much lesser extent, cell death of the healthy cells. The second part, where it comes to the genes which are actually analyzed in our study, so usually when the cell communicate, and this communication is triggered when the materials are really interacting with the cell membrane due to special receptors, then genes are expressed. And they genes are like a crosstalk between different cells and the surrounding tissue. And those genes are really deciding finally on cell survival or cell death. We found that when we use our open shell dendrimers, that some deviations in the gene expression profile was found. Some genes are very similar as they are found with fludarabine. That's, they are really causing apoptosis. It's very nice. But on the other hand, also some other gene profiles have been found, which already allow us to say there are some different biological pathways addressed. And that is the point that why we are actually seeing also activity of our material for leukemia cells, which are usually resistive against some of the conventional drugs like fludarabine. And those was very important to see that it's really happening on that level. Our findings have a real high relevance for real clinical application. So they showed that we have now material in our hand, which are on the one hand biocompatible enough to be really administered also in the bloodstream. They are not hemolytic active, so we can use them also for treatment. On the other hand, they are very active towards leukemia cell, and they cause cell death very nicely through apoptosis pathway. Therefore, we have now alternative organic molecules available, which can be used also on patients which already have a resistivity on a common treatment. So far, it's really very complicated to treat leukemia. Usually, the doctors have to find a very personalized treatment for each patient, and the patients react differently on the treatment, and also the cancer develops very differently in each patient. So you have to have really quite some alternatives available to be able to successfully treat as many patients as possible, especially also patients who already developed resistivity against already known and used drugs. Some of those resistivity are coming from a genetic mutation in the cancer cells of those patients, and therefore it's very important that our material have been studied on such genetic mutated leukemia cells and showed their very high activity. And in addition, they showed that they tangle a different biological pathway, and that means we can really address patients which have already developed a resistivity by having now a different genetic expression profile, which is this indication for the different pathway. The material which we developed are per se already very important. On the other hand, we see also a very strong potential to use those materials together in combination with conventional drugs. They show the highest activity actually when we really combine it, for example, with fludarabine, because now both cells can be attracted. Fludarabine is active, we know that, but not to all the cells, so all leukemia cells, and our material now can also attack the genetic mutated cells. And together they show the highest activity so far, and they also avoid some problems which come with low cellular uptake of the conventional drugs, because they have a much different activity on the cell membrane and also on uptake in the cells. And that's really, for our point of view, the highest relevance why those materials are so active, and they have a very high potential really go into the next step of any kind of preclinical and clinical studies. There are now some obvious steps which we have to address to go further with our material. We have to understand much better what's actually happening. So far, we have seen the positive effects of the material, but you have to be really sure that you understand what causes the cell death and that our material are really not harmful to any of the other healthy cells. That is a basic scientific question which we are studying further on. But of course, the next step has to be to go into preclinical studies. So far, we had been already in vitro studies. You at least have to go into in vivo studies and finally preclinical and clinical studies. And that is an important step, and it's often a very difficult step because you have to find the right partners and the money. And that is both not very easy. We are lucky that with our partners in Poland, we have excellent partners, and they are really very good in clinical studies, and together with them we have patented our material, and they are also now starting a startup company to do the first preclinical studies. On the other hand, there is of course potential with the material in different direction. We can use our dendritic structures not only as active drugs, we can use them also in a combinational way, using them as drugs but as well as drug delivery system. We found already when we combine our dendrimers together with the fludarabine or a different cytostatica that the effect is stronger. That is one effect, is that actually our dendrimers carry the other drug into the cells more efficiently than the drug by itself. And though you have a good combination, and this can be of course used also for different kind of drugs and different kind of diseases. There's another point I really want to address, that it's not very common that dendrimers are really used as active drugs. We have shown this now that it works with leukemia. But actually, there is a potential for much different diseases which you can address with dendrimers as active drugs. We have very first indications that they might be also useful to address neurodegenerative diseases like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or Alzheimer disease. And those diseases have in common that proteins are aggregating in the brain. And if you find drugs which reduce this aggregation or even reverse this aggregation, you might be really able to treat some of those very important and severe diseases. We found with our partners in the University of Lodz already that it's possible that the dendrimers cross the blood-brain barrier. And that's very important to carry the drug into the brain where it's active. And we also have very first indication that they really disintegrate already formed prions or amyloids in the brain. And that was even done with partners in Spain and UK on mice, which so animal studies, and those mice developed actually a healthier behavior after treatment with our drugs.